It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Here are your news headlines. Well, the National Weather Service is assessing the damage after confirming that an EF1 tornado did touch down here in Omaha yesterday. The storm produced a confirmed touchdown. The Omaha World Herald reports that the tornado was spotted near 132nd and Blondo Streets about 3:45 yesterday afternoon, knocking down trees, power lines, damaging fences. Elementary school dismissal in OPS was delayed until the tornado warning was lifted at around 4.
How great was that footage?
Oh, it was fantastic.
It looks so unbelievable.
And that was interesting live on the news when somebody there were reading people's tweets and parents were like, where are our kids? Because it really kind of was an after fact.
Yeah, because the kids were just getting out of school.
Yeah, you're like, where are they at? They just, you know, they kept them all in school, but...
Did the tornado drills, all that little practicing that we all did as kids.
Don't you think we all did a good job as a city?
Nobody got hurt.
We're not a bunch of dopes. We did pretty good.
It came out of nowhere, too, by the way.
Came out of nowhere.
You know, so... You were right about the app, though. Yeah, people, you should all have some sort of app on your phone. The thing that sucks about satellite television is the fact that it shuts off if there's cloud cover bad enough. So mine went off. I'm like, oh, Lord, what's going on? That's the bummer.
So then you went to your phone?
No, straight to the phone. You know, straight to the phone, radar, everything like that. So I was like my own weatherman. To the squirrels.
But you didn't go to the basement, right? You said you went outside to go see it.
No, I had to go. Weatherman, yes.
Right.
McPike was in the studio. Sure. I watched our station, KMTV, and the whole crew. Everyone was on deck. But McPike was a stud yesterday. He did good.
Yeah.
He didn't get rattled.
We should get him on the air and thank him.
You know, he was, you know, really level-headed. I can believe it. I was actually home and the sirens went off and I'm like... Like a dope. I'm like, are those sirens?
Oh, no.
It sounds like sirens, but it wouldn't be sirens because it was just softly raining.
It was
in
softly, yeah. It was weird.
That's what I thought. I'm like, is that a train whistle? And then all of a sudden the TV goes beep, beep. And I'm like, that's a tornado warning. And then Mean Streets Omaha, which is an awesome Twitter handle.
Pay to call us.
Had a hell of a day yesterday because they were
on point.
Retweeted all the great
footage.
Cell phone footage that people had right there at 132nd and Dodge.
Mean Streets Omaha.
Well, good job, Omaha. Nobody got hurt. They're assessing damage just to property and things like that, but we'll take that. A child injured by a drive-by shooting in Omaha is in the hospital this morning. The little one-year-old was shot near 34th and Forest Lawn Avenue at about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Officers interviewed several witnesses and made an arrest of an 18-year-old on several charges, including second-degree assault. And an Omaha man accused of stealing a gay pride rainbow flag and burning it has been found guilty. The 24-year-old Cameron Mayfield, he was found guilty Wednesday of arson. The case was prosecuted as a felony, not a misdemeanor, because the incident was investigated as a hate crime. And everybody's getting ready for the big Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting. The big meeting where the man himself, Warren Buffett, will be speaking is Saturday. But word has come that the Berkshire-owned vendors at the CenturyLink Center are going to be opening for business early tomorrow.
I've never been there, so I didn't realize there are vendors out there.
They've got all sorts of stuff, like Fruit of the Loom, Pampered Chef, See's Candies, Oriental Trading.
Do they have, like, the Fruit of the Loom guys running around there?
Yeah, those guys are there. My mom always picks up some T-shirts for the boys. Okay. It's so funny. So the shopping starts this year from noon to 5 o'clock on Friday. They just said it got to be a point where everybody was trying to rush to hit all the vendors and then get their seats for the meetings and then had to carry around their stuff all day. So this is sort of to make it easier for all the guests that are coming to town.
So instead of picking up like Fruit of the Loomers over at the store... You can get it right there at the convention. Is it cheaper or something?
I think the prices are probably, I don't know if it's necessarily but they usually have special stuff for Berkshire.
Okay.
Like Oriental Trading Company's got like little rubber duckies that are Warren Buffett rubber duckies and stuff like that. They'll have certain things that are like Warren Buffett or Berkshire
themed. He likes to show off his portfolio. This is what the rank and file dopes are out there buying. I own all this stuff.
All this stuff. So
these are what the dopes who don't have shares are buying. Let's go get a Dairy Queen. Why don't we all grab pitchforks?
What?
And burn this guy.
Attack!
No. No. Borsheims is in on the action. The big little signature item that Borsheims has out this year is a Roberto Coin gold and diamond BRK pendant. And also a BRK bracelet. $775 is the price tag on that. And finally, the Nebraska Lottery says a Mega Millions ticket sold in Lincoln is worth $1 million to the buyer. The $1 ticket for Tuesday's drawing was sold at the U-Stop near 84th and Holdridge in the east side of Lincoln.
Cool.
I don't know if we have U-Stops. Do we have U-Stops in Omaha? They're all over Lincoln.
I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen one either. I don't think we do.
Presidential. So, oh, sorry.
Someone's $1 million richer.
Mm-hmm.
That's, can you imagine waking up to that? I mean, the lottery right now is at over $300 million. It just teases me every morning because I have to drive by that billboard that just flashes, you know, so.
Yeah, I'm sure all the Berkshire people are laughing about that, too. Some moron won $1 million. I'd blow my nose into that. Pitchforks, people.
Pitchforks. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz has named Carly Fiorina as his running mate if he wins the nomination. Fiorina is the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, an unsuccessful presidential candidate for this year. Campaigning in Indiana yesterday, Cruz called Fiorina a person of extraordinary intelligence, deep conservative principles, who knows how to create jobs, and apparently sing.
Yes, I got some pipes.
She decided to...
I was grossed out by that.
I'm so happy. Yeah, she decided to lay down some tracks yesterday.
She was serenading Ted Cruz's kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is dismissing Cruz's selection of a running mate. At a Fox News town hall event in Indianapolis, Trump said Cruz is wasting his time and won't be winning the nomination. On the other side of the ticket, the Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is planning to lay off hundreds of campaign workers. He's said to be cutting back on staff as he focuses on winning California. Sanders said that despite the staff cutbacks, he'll remain in the race through this summer's Democratic convention. And President Obama is heading to Flint, Michigan to hear from residents about the city's water crisis. White House says that the president is going to make the trip on Monday. He wants to hear firsthand from Flint residents and will also be briefed about the federal response to the crisis. Flint residents have been exposed to dangerous levels of lead in their drinking water after a state-appointed city manager ordered a switch in water sources in order to save money. And a West Point graduate is poised to become the Army's first woman infantry officer. Captain Kristen Geist is expected to graduate today from the Maneuver Captain's Career Course at Fort Benning, Georgia.
She's the first, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's in 2011, the U.S. Military Academy grad is one of the first two women to complete Army Ranger School. Defense Secretary ordered all branches and specialties open to women last December. And this is interesting because the House panel is endorsing a bill requiring women to register for the draft. The measure the House Armed Services Committee approved yesterday would require women age 18 to 26 to register with the Selective Service.
I don't see nothing wrong with that, do you?
Yep. No. Women would be eligible to be drafted in the military if the draft is revived.
You guys are all excited? You guys want women to get drafted? You want the draft to come back?
I don't want the draft to come back.
No, women, I
think that women should be also eligible to serve if the draft does come back.
Equality,
the draft hasn't
baby.
Been... here since 1973. That's the last time we activated the draft. This would just be, everybody still has to, I mean, didn't you have to go and register for the draft even though it's never happened in your lifetime that you could serve?
When we were 18 with the Selective Service.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this
I
would
think
mean
it's stupid. I think it's dumb.
Women and men would now be, I
ladies.
Mean, this, ladies.
We've got laundry too.
Cool it. So this
I mean,
isn't
what kind of a society where, you know, ladies, you get to go step on a landmine too.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that ladies,
they want to. They want to be able to.
They want everything equal. And, you know, I guess the government's going, all right, well, you want equal. We're going to make it equal. So that's just part of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it is. I don't want my nephews or nieces or sons or daughters. I don't want anyone to have to go face war. But I don't think that the boys should be forced to face war alone. I think that if we as a nation are going to step up and offer our children then
you're saying
that
we should be phony and pretend to care about female soldiers as much as we phonily pretend to care about the male soldiers.
Yes.
For the troops, I have a sticker on my car. America, man.
Yes.
And they're like, 10 soldiers were killed yesterday. People are like, I'm sorry.
Who's American Idol?
Who was on?
Dancing Stars.
Who's on? Except The Voice. There is a girl from Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a girl. Yeah.
And there's a girl from Omaha, by the way. We keep ruling that out. There's a Lincoln girl on The Voice, and there's a woman with Omaha ties.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really? Okay.
So two Nebraskans? Wow.
Nebraskan ties.
Yeah, it's gotcha. A tie, so.
The Jinx star, Robert Durst, he accepted a plea in New Orleans federal court yesterday. It'll send him to prison for 7 years and 1 month. It's on weapons possession charges. Isn't that interesting with all the stuff that's after him? It's possession of weapons that he's going to be put away on.
Maybe I killed him. Maybe I didn't. Oh, I don't know. Gosh. I'm just wearing a microphone in the bathroom.
Such.
Kill her. Kill everybody.
A strange.
Murder, murder, murder. I did it.
Man. Such a weird dude. Imagine being his cellmate. Like, you almost feel bad for whoever gets, like, bunkied with him.
Why anyone talks to themselves?
Sleep with one eye open. You're like, oh, really? Durst is going to be my new cellie?
You know, I wonder if when you talk to yourself, maybe that's the thing that anyone who watched that show was fascinating. You're like, who talks to themselves? But maybe we all do it, and the whole thing of talking to yourself is you don't know you're doing it.
Because
you lose track of your internal monologue.
And you start talking. Yeah.
And you don't realize that your internal monologue maybe sometimes is outside voice. I'm with you. Who talks to themselves?
Well, now I think about
I know
it.
That
we
you
do it
know
that we don't
difference.
Realize that we're like, got to do this today, like a honey-do list. I got to do this. You know, when you're mulling something over.
No, because
I
you'd be
actually
doing
have
it
done
here.
This. Because I've actually been like, all right, I got this. I can do this thing. I can do this. Just do this thing. You know,
and you're saying it out loud.
I'm saying out loud to
but
myself.
You know you are.
You know? Yeah.
I'm sure
he knew he was talking to himself.
Well, I think what happens when you spend a lot, when you're maybe as mentally unstable as he is and you spend a lot of time alone, you do end up probably like vocalizing a lot of your internal thoughts without thinking about it. But I don't think either of you have gotten to that point. I don't think that either of you have spent extended periods of time alone.
I do.
You socialize.
Every day I'm all alone.
Oh, I don't. Don't you think that kind of genius people do that?
Yes, that's what they do.
They think out loud?
I think that some people have that moment where you're talking to yourself, you're like, I got to remember to do that. You know, we've all done that when something about saying it out loud helps you remember, you know, like hearing yourself say it, it adds an extra level of like, I won't forget that. I know that, like, or leaving notes for yourself or what have you. But I think that this guy took it to a level of like, no, that's just that's a sign of severe. What's that?
I just had to use the restroom real fast.
What? This is him apparently thinking out loud through sound effects.
Okay.
Hey, by the way,
we moved a gender safe restroom in here, Molly. So.
Mary Sarah from The Voice has Omaha ties. That's the other one.
Okay.
For watching.
Right. Oh, I've seen her perform.
So there's
She's
Hannah Houston, we're all freaking out about, but Mary Sarah, who's everybody's been saying this, her mom, Patty, graduated from Millard High. Millard High School.
Sweet.
Millard South.
Double dose, baby.
And her grandparents are still in Omaha. So we've got double families.
Oh, that's pretty
Lots
cool.
Lots of people to vote for. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Win $100 and get registered for a $5,000 shopping spree. It's Pick Your Prize on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Hello, who's this?
This is Amber.
Hi, Amber. How are you this morning?
Great.
Did you have fun in the tornado action yesterday?
Yes, I ran home and grabbed the kids and got home.
Oh, you did? Okay. Did you run to the basement and stuff, or what'd you do?
We played down there for like an hour.
Okay. All right, good. That's good to know. That's good to hear. Yeah. I actually did the right thing. What can we do for you?
Well, I just was a comment on the Berkshire.
All the Berkshire Hathaway stuff? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys are talking about like the Fruit of the Loom.
Yes.
And there's like Borsheim's is there, and they've got really good deals on jewelry on that special day. And then also they have, the makers of like M&M and Skittles, they have like the newest thing that comes out. So like you get the first dibs of the newest candies that come out. So it's really fun to buy those up and then, you know, have them, give them to your kids. And he's like the first one to have that new kind of candy bar that comes out. So that's kind of like why we go.
Okay, cool. I didn't realize they had like new candy and stuff like that. I know See's Candy's down there, but I didn't realize that they had like new
candy. Well, I don't remember the maker of M&M's and Skittles, but that main maker.
Mars,
there we go. Mm-hmm. They have a huge display.
Wow.
And any of the new candy that comes out, they wait till Berkshire Day to introduce the new candy bar.
So and that's for people who have shares, correct?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm feeling kind of left out.
But that's why I bought shares.
So you could get candy?
So I get pursued with the new candy bars.
That seems like an awfully long way to go for candy. But I mean, who am I to judge? I love chocolate too.
Yeah.
Do you like going to all this stuff that happens with the Berkshire Hathaway weekend?
I go every year to the actual Quest Center. And just like last year, the whole thing was I wanted to buy cowboy boots. So I went there just to buy the cowboy boots. Because Justin Boots is there and you get like half off.
Really?
Yeah. So I've got like a $300 pair of boots for like $125.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's nice.
So, you know, that's kind of a big deal. And then we go to Nebraska Furniture tomorrow. They got the picnic day. And then we always wait to buy our specific piece of furniture on that weekend. I mean, you get good deals all year being a Berkshire member, but you get a better deal on this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, there's all sorts of crazy. I mean, I know people that wait and wait and wait. And this is when they just, you know, like if they're going to redo that that room in their house, they'll wait to do the Nebraska Furniture Mart stuff until Berkshire comes around because you can get the great deals. I mean, it's unbelievable.
What's the buzz on Warren Buffett? Is he going to retire? What do you think?
Oh, I don't think he'll ever retire.
Okay.
But I'm not into all that. I mean, I'm new into it. I've only had it for like 7 years. But, you know, since I bought my stock, it's literally doubled. And, you know, I'm not waiting for that quick turnaround. But, you know, in 5-6 years, I've doubled my money. So I think it's a good investment. And, you know, people from around here, you know, it brings money to Omaha in a major way. People from all over the world come here. And I think, you know, it's a good investment if someone wants to put a couple thousand down. It's a good investment. And, hey, you get to go have fun for the weekend.
Right.
And, you know.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks for sharing, dear. We appreciate your call.
Have a good morning.
You too. All right, take care.
Have fun this weekend.
Oh, have a blast. Hello, who's this?
Hi. Oh, I was actually calling. I love your show, but Molly hit a hot button with me this morning on that draft.
Oh, boy.
On the what?
On the draft.
On the draft.
On the draft.
What's that?
You know, I'm not opposed to them drafting females, but I guess I have a son and a daughter. And, you know, the window, I think she said, was from the ages of 18 to 26.
Okay. Yeah, that's the legal draft age, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, basically we encourage our kids to go get a post-high school education. So in the meantime, for the next, you know, basically 8 years, you're wondering if your kid's going to get drafted. And unfortunately, you know, the military has just stripped any ambition of kids today wanting to go in, because we're going to war for no purpose in most cases. So you take these precious lives, and yes, we need to protect our country, but it needs to be for purpose. And it's just, as a parent, you know, encouraging your kids, it's just, you know, start with the public assistance line and draft from there first before you take my kid, who I've encouraged all these years to go become a better person, get their education. Start with these people that have zero ambition, that want a free meal ticket. And I'm okay with it. But to take, you know, just to randomly pull these, you know, draft kids, because they're kids. I'm sorry, you're a kid, in my opinion, till you're 25. Because you don't know really what you want in life until you have some life experiences behind you.
Man,
so it just, you know, it's funny. I never thought of it until she said that today. And it's like, well, let's open it up. What the hell? Let's forget about age. You know, Molly, you be the
first no, I didn't
to
mean
for the draft.
You're so spot on about how you're a kid till you're 25, and you don't really realize that until you get older, right?
Yeah.
I mean, someone is so old at 18 and so old at 20, and it's now you get older and you're like,
you're spot on
at 25. It's like, you're really still a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't mean open it up as far as age. I meant open it up as far as gender. I didn't mean extend the age. I meant like it should be
Both sexes.
Trust me, I don't want anybody taking my kids either.
Hold on. What?
Let's get Caitlyn Jenner. Let's get her signed up.
I don't think we should ever have a draft. I don't ever want to draft again.
No.
But I would say what we should do, though, I really have always believed this, that there should be mandatory National Guard service that they can't draft you out of, though.
Yeah.
It's in that you would have a window between the ages of 18 and 25. Between 18 and 25.
To 2 years.
You've got between 18 and 25 to do it. You can go in with your friends. It's the whatever, the basic training. We can all do it together this one summer. We're all going to do it. My crew, we're 21 this year. We're all going to do it this summer. We all do our basic training. And then you have whatever your compulsory National Guard service. But the point would be, we all have skin in the game.
Yeah.
Other countries do this. So then we would, from that pool of people doing National Guard service from 18 to 25, you'd have some guys that are, and gals, they're like, you know what? I want to do that for a living. I chose to go full-time military.
You bet.
But when we go to wars and stuff and people get hurt, we all know someone. We all don't keep all. Now, I know this is going to offend military people because they're like, you know what? We take pride in the fact that we sign up for it and we're standing up and defending all of you guys. And I respect that. But I'm just saying we would all have more skin in the game of being like, man, I know Mike. You know, I know Party. Party, we did our National Guard service together. Yeah. I didn't want to do it full time. Party decided to do it. He's over there getting shot at. And I know him and I care. And I'm going to pay attention to stuff on the news when there's wars continually happening and we all kind of put it in the rear view.
Because like, you experienced.
Whatever. Yeah. Go America. I have a bumper sticker.
Yeah. And when I lived in Europe, Germany, I had a friend who was German. I don't know if it still exists there. I'm sure it does, but it's mandatory.
Yeah. It's compulsory in a lot of countries, especially like in Europe and in, I know like Israel, places like that.
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, and it's not, I mean, you're not seeing combat. You're getting the training
and you're in the game.
And it puts you.
You know what's going on.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for calling, dear.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, sweetie.
All right, we got another call here. Hello. Who's this? Hello?
Hi, this is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Talk to us. What's going on?
I just wanted to make a comment about the draft. I spent about 8 years in the military, and it took me a little bit of time after high school, but I would tell everybody to go do that. It teaches you discipline. They can pay for your college. There's a lot of benefits that open up, even just doing 2 years of military. I did 8, but... You know, it's opened so many doors for me. I feel like I'm a lot, you know, I have a lot more responsibility and I like the challenge of doing things. I just think it's a good choice for people who really have no idea what to do. They train you with real world, you know, experience.
Right.
And I also kind of think it's a little bit better than college because you're out there hands-on doing it instead of sitting in a classroom.
Yeah, and then you kind of know what you're doing. And then there's travel. I mean,
it's a great experience.
I mean, I grew up in a military family. I didn't join the military because of the fact that I was so involved in it, a good chunk of my life. So I had I felt like I did. Now I look back, I kind of wish I would have just jumped in it for a couple years. But I didn't, all right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
The only thing you can really enjoy on your ride to work.
The Big Party Show.
It gets me going. Start the music. On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, talk to us. What's up, dear? What can we do for you?
So I'm a military mom, and I have a little rebuttal to the mom who didn't want her kid to be plucked from their normal life to go to college. My son, although volunteered to go to the military, has had his college paid for fully. He has enjoyed travel. He's enjoyed opportunities, and it's made him a very great person. So I commend my kid and any other kid who goes to the military, whether they are drafted or whether they choose to go, because there's opportunities you get in the military that you'll never get. And to top it off, my kid, who was a 4.32 GPA student with a full ride scholarship to UNL, gave that up to serve his country.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, you have awesome kids, and I'm sure the gal who called in earlier has awesome kids. I think what she was just trying to say is that let's not let our military people get exploited. Like, I think some people are a little bit burnt out by endless war.
Yeah.
But that's just, I guess, the nature of the business now, right now, is that we've got to always be fighting someone.
Unfortunately, yes. And as a mom, you don't want to have that happen. But unfortunately, I do think that's the nature of the beast. But I will say, to be honest with you, I don't think half of us moms knew the draft even still existed.
Well, I mean, we haven't employed it since 1973.
Yeah.
I mean, the draft is still around. And if you've got a boy, he goes and he does his, you know, signs papers or whatever, or registers when he's 18, and then you probably never think about it again. I mean, honestly, until I saw this, it totally, I was like, oh yeah, that's still, I mean, that's a sign of a healthy military that we haven't had to employ the draft.
Selective service.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I mean, that we haven't had to just say, yeah, you know.
I don't think they'll ever bring back the draft. It's a PR nightmare for the military. They've got it made here. They can always say, they can always go, these people signed up. Yeah, the moment they're right. making you do it is where they open up all the kind of people to protest and go, this isn't fair, man. You can take your lousy war.
Yeah, and yeah, then we're in
a tough situation. But I have to say that letter for the kids and for the parents, it is worded very scary.
What's that?
The letter that for the draft for the kids and for the parents, it is worded very scary. As in, if you don't sign this paper, we'll take you to jail and fine you. I have a coworker whose son just turned 18.
And he's got to sign up for the selective service. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember when you had to sign up?
Oh, yeah.
Remember turning 18 and then suddenly getting phone calls from, like, the yes. Army and the Marine Corps? You know what? I swear to God, ironically, they somehow they know everything. This is, we're old. But they knew.
Well, and
they
now
knew.
They do it earlier than that.
Oh, they start recruiting a little earlier? Yeah, I bet they do.
Yes,
kind of get in the head.
Will be 17, and they've already started contacting him.
Okay. Hey, dude, we got to run. Thanks for calling.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have
all
a great day.
You too. All right. Celebrity headlines. Molly, what's up?
So, Prince, there's a bunch of new stories coming out. The investigation is focusing on his use of opiate drugs. Apparently, prescription drugs were found in his possession at the time of his death last week. There are several reports Prince was suffering, rumored to be suffering from AIDS before being found dead last week. The National Enquirer was the one to sort of bring out the story, so consider the source, but it's been picked up by the Daily Mail in the UK. And the claim is that Prince had contracted HIV in the mid-90s, but that it hadn't developed into AIDS until about 6 months ago.
Okay.
And at that point, there are claims that Prince was refusing treatment because he was believing in the power of prayer to heal him. But I don't understand this because there are some reports that they're like he'd been preparing to die for some time, which is counterintuitive to the fact that his sister is claiming that he didn't have a will. Now, I would think that if he was thinking that he was going to be meeting his end, that he would have gotten something like that taken care of. Now, a judge has ordered, you know, a third party to look over the estate. They're saying it could be about $300 million in assets.
And growing.
You know, and growing. Yeah, exactly. Because he's got a vault that could contain over 100 albums worth of new music.
Isn't
with, you know, even some accompanying videos because he would just make stuff. He would record like 2 songs a day. And a lot of them, you know, just never used, just for his own, tuck it away for later. Now, there are other reports that when he died, he weighed just 80 pounds. Oh. I mean, he was just such a slight little guy. But Percocet is said to be the opiate that they believe was in his possession at the time of his death. But more details to come.
Win $100 and get registered to choose one of 4 great prizes valued at $5,000. Pick your prize. Only on Omaha's number 1 hit music station, Channel 94.1.